And in Boston today, the man accused of trying to blow up a transatlantic flight with explosives hidden in his shoes has pleaded not guilty to federal charges against him. Richard Reed was arraigned today on new charges just about 1 month after his Paris to Miami flight was diverted to Logan Airport. From Boston, NPR's Tobias Smith reports.
Richard Reed looked back and forth between the judge and the 12-page indictment against him as the charges were read aloud in federal court. He looked uncomfortable, with his hands and feet in shackles, as he quietly answered not guilty to the charges. When prosecutors announced possible penalties of 5 life sentences, Reed raised his eyebrows and then looked down. The 9 charges against the 28-year-old British citizen include attempted murder, attempted use of a weapon of mass destruction, and assaulting the flight attendants who helped stop Reed from allegedly trying to light the explosives hidden in his shoes. Reed is also charged with attempted wrecking of a vehicle of mass transportation. That's a new crime established by Congress after September 11th. Reed's attorneys took issue with that count, saying the new law covers urban modes of transport, such as trains, subways, and buses, but not planes. That, they say, is a stretch. But U.S. Attorney Michael Sullivan dismissed the argument. He says Reed's alleged plot to blow up a plane with nearly 200 people on board is exactly what Congress had in mind.
I think that Congress's intent clearly is not to allow this type of behavior on a plane and then say it's criminal on a train.
The indictment against Reed also alleges that he received training from Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. But Reed's defense attorneys are trying to distance him from the terrorist group. Federal defender Tamar Burkhead says Reed may not be the terrorist the government is making him out to be.
The mere allegation that he was trained by Al-Qaeda does not necessarily mean that he was on a mission for Al-Qaeda or acting for Al-Qaeda or any other terrorist organization or to further the cause of any terrorist organization.
Prosecutors say they're still looking into possible links between Reed and terrorist groups. The investigation is continuing, both in and outside the United States, and more charges are possible. Charles Prouty is special agent in charge of the Boston FBI office. He says the aggressive prosecution of Reed is meant to send a message to other suspected terrorists who are being detained or anyone who may have information about terrorist activity that they should cooperate with authorities.
Law enforcement is actively engaged in the fight against terrorism, and we're always looking for people to come forward, people in the Arab community, other individuals that are observant and vigilant and can give us information. So in that sense, I'd say yes, it was.
Prosecutors also called on the public to remain vigilant. They say alert crew members and passengers on board American Flight 63 stopped what would have been a disaster. And they say the charges against Reed, quote, alert us to a clear, unmistakable threat that Al-Qaeda could strike the United States again. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.